While Billy Parker was a mainstay on country radio, his claim to fame was as an influential disc jockey, not as a performer. Ironically, for all of the top 40 country hits he spun over the course of his decades on the air, not one of them was his own. Born July 19, 1939 in Tuskegee, Oklahoma, he began playing guitar as a child and by the age of 14 had made his professional debut on the Tulsa radio program Big Red Jamboree. A few years later, he began performing in clubs and in 1959 landed his first DJ work. By 1963, Billy was the regular daytime disc jockey on KFDI in Wichita, Kansas, and also hosted a Tulsa television program. In the same year, he cut his first single and was named Mr. DJ USA in a nationwide poll, which helped land him at Nashville, Tennessee's WSM. After his 1966 release, I'm Drinking All the Time, Parker began playing with Ernest Tubbs Troubadours in 1968, staying with the group for 3 years when he joined Tulsa's KVOO. Billy was named Disc Jockey of the Year by the Academy of Country and Western Music in 1975, and he won the award again in 1977, 1978, and 1984. In 1976, he scored his first chart hit with It's Bad When You're Caught with the Goods from the album Average Man. Billy achieved his biggest success in 1982 with the title track from the LP Who's Gonna Sing the Last Country Song. He was inducted into the Country Music Disc Jockey Hall of Fame in 1992. Listen to Billy Parker tell his story on the Oral History website, voicesofoklahoma.com.